Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're going to talk a little NBA on the line. Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough, co-host of the Scalab Pals and all NBA podcasts with Brian Scalabrini. And you can subscribe to Scalab Pals today wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Good stuff right there. And now let's go to him, Ryan McDonough, former GM as well. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for coming on the program. So the details are now out. We know it's going to be a very strict, we'll say, bubble. Give me your thoughts as you started to kind of read through some of the guidelines to get play in the NBA going again.
It's definitely going to be a strict bubble, Bill, and I think it has to be. The first concern, the foremost concern of the NBA and the team officials I've spoken with is player health and safety. You have the virus concerns first and foremost, but you also have the concerns about how players are going to respond to this long layoff. Keep in mind, Bill, that most of these guys have never had this amount of time, unless they've had a serious injury, where they haven't played basketball before in their lives. You know, we're talking about 3-4 months off, limited access to gyms. So it is strict. It may seem a bit much to some people when they're talking about rules as far as how many people can play table tennis at a time, and they prefer singles matches instead of doubles ping pong matches, but I understand why the league went to that extent. They're doing everything they can to keep the players safe and healthy.
So some players may choose to opt out. There's no repercussion regarding that. But with the protocols in place, how safe do you feel this bubble will be?
I think it'll be honestly safer than most places in our country today. I mean, in my opinion, Bill, I think it'd be safer than going to a crowded bar or a concert or an arena or somewhere with a bunch of people who are packed in shoulder to shoulder. It seems like the league is serious about trying to maintain social distancing. They'll have incredible access to testing. They'll have the best medical professionals available, some of whom are, you know, ready 24/7 if players have issues or need to be tested. In fact, it looks like they're going to set up some kind of area to do x-rays or MRIs, or with the thought being that if a player has a serious injury, they don't have to leave the bubble. They can treat them right there. So I think it'll be relatively safe, Bill. The million-dollar question, the one that I think, frankly, we don't have an answer to, is given how many people are going to be in the bubble, there are almost certainly going to be positive tests, probably a decent amount of positive tests, and then how does playing competitive basketball with guys breathing heavily, banging against each other, sweating, side by side, how does that spread the virus, and is there a way to mitigate that spread or limit the spread of the virus to the extent that the games can continue in Orlando, even if certain players need to be removed from play for a period of time because they tested positive for the virus?
So, you know, there is no real number if numerous players start to test positive, things start to get a growing out of hand, we'll say. But do you get a sense as to what it would take for the league to shut down, God forbid?
Yeah, it's a good question, Bill. I mean, I think, let me put it this way. I know the league does not want to shut down, and a majority of the players want to play. Now, we can talk about the Kyrie Irving situation here in a minute and the group of players that are asking some pretty pointed questions of the teams and the league office. But I think the majority of players want to play. The league wants to play. So I think an overwhelming percentage of players who are healthy and available to play will report to Orlando. They'll go into the bubble, and they'll be ready to play ball. Now, where that line is as far as positive tests, I mean, I think if a contending team in particular, like, say, the Milwaukee Bucks, had a significant amount of players test positive who were had to be quarantined for a week or more, then that would be hard to field the team. So I think in that situation, it would be tough for the league to continue. But, I think the league's going to do everything they can to try to prevent that and avoid that. And keep in mind, Bill, that as the disease progresses and the medical treatment of the disease evolves so quickly and changes so much, even day to day, we're sitting here in mid-June. What we know a month and a half from now in late July when the games start in Orlando could be very different as far as how the disease spreads and how the disease is treated if somebody does test positive.
With this long layoff, is there a team you're looking at saying this team is benefit? I was reading an article the other day that said this whole thing may really benefit the Philadelphia 76ers. Nobody's really talking about Philadelphia. Everybody just talks about Milwaukee and then who they're going to face in the West. But is there a team that this long layoff you feel has really benefited?
Yeah, I think it was most needed for the 76ers, Bill, and I say that because they weren't playing very well prior to the shutdown for coronavirus. They were 5-5 in their last 10 games. They were great at home. They were 29-2 in Philly. They were only 10-24 on the road. So we've heard all along, we heard it in the preseason and throughout the season, even when the Philadelphia 76ers struggled, that this team was built for the playoffs, that they were big and they were physical and they were built to defend well. I think some of that may be true. A lot of that is true, but they haven't played very well. And there's still questions about their shooting and their floor spacing. How do you play Ben Simmons in a playoff series when opposing defenses are clogging the lane and doubling Joel Embiid? Can Embiid and Al Horford play together effectively, which didn't happen a whole lot throughout the course of the regular season? So I think there are a lot of questions about Philly, but I think this break kind of gave them a lifeline, Bill, to be honest, because they weren't playing well. I didn't see them doing anything in the playoffs if the season continued and we finished out the 82-game regular season, then went into the playoffs in mid-April. So it does give them a chance to reset, but I think the Bucks are head and shoulders above them, and the other teams in the East, like Toronto, Boston, and Miami, I have ahead of Philly as well.
Sitting here talking with our good friend Ryan McDonough, former general manager at Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Now, I have said all along that I believe Giannis is going to sign a Supermax with Milwaukee for many different reasons, and I don't waver from that. But now stories start to come out that these guys are going to be in the bubble, they're going to be talking to one another, hanging out with one another, and this is where relationships are formed, where you can start to kind of look over the fence for these, quote, super teams. Do you think this affects in any way, shape, or form the status of Giannis is coming back to Milwaukee and signing a Supermax to stay here long term?
I don't think the interaction with other players will affect that a whole lot, Bill, although it could. We've heard stories about guys who played for USA Basketball in the past going down to Brazil and being on a cruise ship for a month or more at a time and then developing those relationships. But I think the overwhelming factor for Giannis and his desire to stay in Milwaukee and re-sign the Supermax extension with the Bucks is the Bucks team's success. They were the best team throughout the regular season again this year at 53-12. It looked like at one point they may win 70 games, and they had a historically good defense. They were terrific offensively for most of the year. So I think how they play in Orlando and whether they're able to get to the finals or raise the Larry O'Brien trophy as the champion, I think that'll determine Giannis's future more than anything, Bill. And, I get that there'll be some interaction with other players, but my guess is a guy like Giannis, who is in his prime, who is my pick to win MVP again this year, and I think should also get some consideration for Defensive Player of the Year, given how well he's played on the end of the floor. I think the overwhelming factor for Giannis and his interest in re-signing with the Bucks is the Bucks team success, and I think they have as good a chance as anybody to raise the trophy, which will now be, now be lifted in October.
With some aging role players, how big of a job does John Horst have? Say Giannis stays and keeps that piece here, but how big of a job does John Horst have to try to then fortify again another team, another team of role players, veteran players, younger players? How big of a job does he have to keep this whole thing rolling forward?
It's a difficult job. There's no question about it. I think the hardest thing to do in the NBA, it probably goes without saying, but is to win a championship. And even harder than that, Bill, is to field a championship caliber team year in and year out, because the economics usually work against you, and that'll be a big factor for Milwaukee. I'll be interested to see what happens with the NBA as far as them setting the salary cap and how that impacts the Bucks. As you mentioned, they have Giannis' Supermax extension potentially coming up, which, you know, they'd be happy to pay regardless of what else they have going on. But they paid Chris Middleton a lot of money last year in free agency. If the salary cap goes down, that contract may not look as good. They extended Eric Bledsoe in season last year. They locked up Brook Lopez and George Hill for a long time. So the Bucks don't have a ton of flexibility financially. They do have a lot of high-end contracts. And if the cap stays level, or if it goes down, Bill, and if the luxury tax goes down, that could negatively impact Milwaukee, and that means John Horst and his staff would have to get real creative as far as signing minimum guys and coming up with creative trades to try to field a championship team, which is imperative if you're John Horst and the Milwaukee Bucks, especially before Giannis signs potentially that Supermax extension.
One of the guys that I really enjoy is Darvin Ham. I loved watching him as a player, getting to know him, and obviously as the assistant head coach under Coach Budenholzer. But he's very quietly under the surface getting a lot of look as the possible head coach of numerous teams. Now, this COVID thing obviously derailed a lot of different franchises as to what it is they want to do in the offseason. How many more years, if any, does Darvin Ham remain in Milwaukee under Budenholzer before he finally gets a head coaching gig?
I think that's certainly coming for Darvin Ham, Bill. And here's why. If you go back and look at Coach Budenholzer's staff in Atlanta, his original staff in Atlanta, they have a bunch of guys, Quinn Snyder, Kenny Atkinson, now Taylor Jenkins, who's doing very well in Memphis, who have gone on to great success. Darvin Ham's been with Coach Bud pretty much the whole time in Atlanta and now Milwaukee. They've had a ton of team success in both places. He's young. He's a former player. He's got a great reputation as far as relating to players and his knowledge of the game. So, look, if I were a GM today or a team president today or advising an ownership group today and they were having a head coaching search and asked me which current assistant should we talk to and interview to be part of, to potentially bring in as a head coach, Darvin Ham would probably be the first name out of my mouth.
Coming out of the West, last before I let you go, but coming out of the West, is it the Lakers? Is it the Clippers? Who's got the best opportunity, you think, to advance to the finals?
I like the Clippers the best, Bill, and I have all year. It's really close. Frankly speaking, the Lakers had a better regular season than I thought they would. I think just about everything went right for the Lakers, especially with LeBron James and Anthony Davis staying healthy and playing so well. Their connection and integration was seamless, basically right from the jump on opening night. But I like the Clippers' depth. I like their ability to close games with Kawhi Leonard, who was clearly the best player in the NBA playoffs last year when he led to Toronto to the first championship in franchise history there. And then Paul George is a terrific number two option, would be the first option on most teams. And then I like their bench talent and scoring ability with Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell coming off the bench. I just think they have more talent and depth. Obviously, you can never underestimate LeBron James in the West or obviously Giannis in the East. But I think it'll be the Bucks and the Clippers in the NBA Finals in late September, early October. And I think if that is the matchup, Bill, it'll be a terrific series.
Ryan, appreciate your time, man. Thanks for coming on and joining us for a couple of minutes, okay? And I can't wait to talk some more basketball, actually basketball on the court as we get going later on down the road.
Yeah, anytime, Bill, and when your listeners are done listening to your show, come over to radio.com. Ryan Scalabrine and I are restarting on Monday. We'll be doing two podcasts a week, Monday and Thursday, for the next month, and then we'll ramp things up as we get closer to action in Orlando.
Awesome. Scal and pals, look forward to listening to it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill.
Talk to you later. There you go. That was radio.com sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough, a co-host of the Scal and Pals show. It's an all-NBA podcast. Brian Scalabrine alongside, and you can subscribe to Scal and Pals today whenever you get your, wherever you get your favorite podcast, because it's good stuff, and we appreciate his time. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.